views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces the suspension of travel from Europe to the United States for 30 days in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus.
The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
The White House later clarifying Americans will be allowed back in, with cargo traffic still allowed and the ban applied only to 26 countries, not including the United Kingdom. House Democrats, meantime, have a coronavirus emergency spending bill ready.
The measure calls for 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave, including 14 days of paid sick leave, as well as free testing that will also be available to undocumented migrants. There is no price tag yet on the Democratic proposal, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will look to pass the measure today and quickly move it on to the Senate.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. The National Basketball Association has suspended its season with a Utah Jazz player testing positive for coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
So it's a very warm morning out there. There's some patchy fog, I guess, in spots. Nothing like yesterday morning. But today's high temperature, you know, we have 1 week left of winter. This is a winter day, and we're looking about 80, 81 today. Partly sunny. Not bad on a winter's day. Tonight's low 64. I came to work in short sleeves. The rain chance is under 20% today, and a little bit better tomorrow at 40% as a weak front heads south. We'll be in the upper 70s tomorrow, near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday, with only widely scattered isolated showers at best. Not much change Monday and Tuesday, and the pollen count in the medium high to high range for the next several days, right into the early part of next week. Right now, 94% relative humidity. We have a few high clouds, but I noticed the moon was shining through those high clouds. Calm winds now, 58 degrees at 6:06.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
I want to talk to you about Montgomery Paint and Body, which is where my car is right now. Because 8 days ago, in heavy rain, a telephone pole jumped out in front of my car, and the telephone pole was pronounced dead on arrival, and the car is...
Those sneaky poles.
Yeah, I tell you what, those mob-out telephone poles, don't get me started. The car is in pretty rough shape, but Brandon Turner, who immediately took care of me, has updated me four times since last Thursday, and he says it's going to be fixed. They've settled with the insurance company on how much they think it will be, and in about a week or so, I'll have a car back. But they have updated me several times. Montgomery Paint and Body, I've been going there for over 30 years, never for a telephone pole, but for other issues, where people have run into me or I've had an encounter perhaps scraping up against something that I shouldn't have scraped up against and needed my car repaired. They'll take care of you. 27-WRECK with the W. It was easy for me to remember the phone number. 27-WRECK with the W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And I know When I get that phone call that my car is ready, not only is it going to be fixed right, it's also going to be detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. So give them a call. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new, and I mean better, probably.
Yeah, and just to add to the point there, he's not getting any kind of special treatment there because it's Rich Thomas.
No.
And because he's got a wing in the building
with
there.
With a pinball machine.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll do this for you as well. Yeah. They will give you updates. Yeah. They will let you know how things are going. So
sure. Yep.
It'll always happen. Well, good morning, everybody.
Hey. We're now doing this show without a studio audience. No studio audience.
Right, we've banned our audience.
I know.
No audience here. Only essential personnel and family.
Emergency
as you can see,
personnel.
Basically. They haven't shown up for our stuff either.
That's right.
So
they're still in bed.
Well, they're the smart ones. Right?
How weird is it going to be at a NCAA March Madness game?
So boring.
Without any crowd yelling.
So how weird is it going to be when somebody here gets it? And by here, I mean in the station.
That means everybody's then going to get it.
I mean, pretty much.
Because you guys spread things. You're like,
I mean, pretty much.
You're barrel last this morning. God almighty.
I come from Russia, where everything is gloomy and bad.
I think that when we have the first confirmed case in Montgomery, I think people will truly panic, just like they do when it's going to snow. I mean, there's like mass hysteria.
People, I think it's already here.
I think it's been here, and people just don't want to acknowledge the fact that it's been.
I don't think hospitals have been able to test for it, or some people have not been able to go and get tested for it. But I think it's already here. I just don't see how, with all the traveling people do between the states that do have it, and come on, do we really think Mississippi doesn't have it? Come on,
I'm glad I haven't hugged Tom
it's
Hanks.
It's Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I can't watch any of his movies. I might get the
the diabetes, the coronavirus.
I got the COVID.
I've got the COVID. I mean, I think that you're right. Like, it probably is here and it's gone undetected. But I've watched some of the videos of the people that actually have it that are being quarantined. And some of them are like, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It just spreads.
Yeah. And so.
So that's the why they're quarantining. That's why the toilet paper is going nuts.
Right. Do we have an update on if Costco has toilet paper back yet?
I have no idea. I didn't know they were out.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Costco's out. Sam's Club's out.
Here's the most disturbing fact. They're saying this is going to be around for the next 3 to 6 months. It's going to be this bad. And there will be, I hate to even mention, 48 million hospitalized and 480,000 deaths worldwide.
Man.
That's the other thing, is the hospitals aren't prepared. Our hospitals are not prepared for this. Yeah. Well, and by the way, I don't mean prepared for this as far as the virus is concerned. I'm talking about the outbreak of patients that are going to have to take
mass,
care of.
The mass amount of people that are
ratio of
flooding.
Yeah, the ratio of hospital beds to population or whatever it is, it's like lifeboats on the Titanic.
Well,
man.
And
it's,
I also don't think that our labor and delivery rooms are going to be ready in December, January, with all these people that are like not being able to go anywhere and do anything.
Well, they're doing something.
The mass amounts of babies that are going to be conceived.
I know where you're stepping.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, if you can't go to any sporting events, you can't go to any concerts, you can't go to anything. Like, imagine a bunch of people stuck in their house for the next couple of weeks.
See.
Not watching Tom Hank movies.
No, watching adult websites.
They never told me this was what the apocalypse would look like. But yeah,
I mean.
All right. Anyway, coming up, we got your local news on the way. The William Tell Open is coming up as well, plus the timeline and our chat with Alabama News Rising, our friends over there, about what was the thing again?
You're tired about 3 days a week, most people say, and 16% of the people lie and say they're never tired.
God, people like to lie, don't they? Lying was
lying. Yeah.
All right, so that's all coming up here on News Talk 90. Oh, by the way, Jacqueline, thank you again.
I appreciate you coming in.
Good
thank
morning.
You very much.
Yes, I'm here again.
This
pleasure.
Is Stephen's mom.
Steven's mom,
thanks for coming in today.
I'm here.
We appreciate it.
Steven is hopefully still asleep now.
I'd like to do that myself.
To sincerely apologize for not being in stock. Apparently, people think if they get the coronavirus, they are going to spend a lot of time on the crapper. Sorry about that. It used to be my only controversy was which direction to load me onto the roller. But now we've reached some kind of dystopian future where The only way to get your hands on those rolls of backside hygiene is a fight to the death. Sorry. Maybe one day we'll get back to a world where you don't have to enter the Thunderdome before doing your boom booms. Apologetically yours, Toilet Paper.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. A former Montgomery police officer is out on bond while he appeals his manslaughter conviction. Aaron Cody Smith was released from the Limestone Correctional Facility on a $300,000 bond. Smith is now required to wear an ankle monitor and is not allowed to leave the state. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham is making equipment upgrades a top priority. He says all of the patrol cars are now equipped with radar. Now he's working to put dashboard and backseat cameras in every patrol car. Grantham says these upgrades will make the department more efficient. And a Birmingham police officer was shot in the line of duty Wednesday. Sergeant Anthony Wheeler was shot while making a traffic stop. He is expected to be okay. Police say one of the suspects was also shot. Two others are in custody. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Saddle up for the 63rd Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through the 21st. The best in PRCA. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to the show. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is a Gregless Thursday. As it will be for tomorrow as well. He is in Florida. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Janelle.
Yeah, I put her in the timeline as well. He got there at 3 o'clock. I got a text from him. He got there around 3 o'clock our time. So
good.
He made,
oh, good. Lord. He made great time.
Yeah.
Which means he left here.
It took him 12 hours?
Well, he may have texted me a little later than after he got
there. Oh, after he got there. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I was gonna say it's still pretty good time. He must have left here.
Is that? I don't know what the time.
It's
he did.
It's ridiculous.
Really?
It's really a boring trip. To me, after 3 hours in the car, now anymore, it gets rough for me.
I can barely make it to Birmingham and not be bored.
I'm so bored.
I barely make it home, you guys.
I mean, my gosh. You want to leave town? No. Prattville? I can't drive.
It's too far, you guys.
Is it flight?
Yeah,
Scotty, beam me into
can
Prattville.
Can you just come pick me up?
Flight to Prattville?
Please,
and I'll rent a car from Birmingham.
But I mean, that's a solid. So from Greg's area of Montgomery to Janelle's area of South Florida, I think it's probably about 10 hours, and that's being very generous. I mean, that's speeding.
So it is a 12-hour trip. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's speeding and, like, stopping, like, once for gas and to use
and I,
their
yeah, yeah. And I get some people who make the thing, well, you'd spend just as much time doing the flight after you go through school. Yeah, but I'm not in a car well, that's the entire time.
That's true. When I first had Steven and he flew for free, I would fly. But now that I have to pay for a ticket for him and I'm cheap, I'll drive. And I find it's easier to drive when you have a kid and you're not in a hurry because you can stop, you can take your time, you can get out of the car.
Right.
But, like, it takes us, if I fly out of Atlanta, it takes me about 6 hours.
Sure.
Because I've got to drive to Atlanta, check in, be
and
there.
If you and change flight, you know,
to Florida,
it's
right?
a two-hour flight, so.
No, yeah, I understand. I understand. It's just that being in a car for 12 hours.
And you're exposed to all of those people carrying the coronavirus in the Atlanta airport. Whereas in my car, it's just Steven and I that are probably
You're
going
to be exposed
it.
To all those people carrying it in Florida.
Well, I know.
You make a good point. I was considering, I still have a ticket.
Do it. Go.
No, the Bahamas,
go.
But I don't think I'm going to do
the
that.
Bahamas no. aren't, the Bahamas aren't considered Europe, are they?
No, no, no.
No, they're
but
independently.
You bring up a good point about going to the Atlanta airport and all
yeah,
that
but
stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If you look at all these pictures of everything they're posting, nobody's flying.
Yeah. No, there's.
I mean, now's the time, ladies and gentlemen. And my mom looked at pictures, at flights to come up at the end of April for Dana's baby shower.
Right.
And she's like, well, if I want to leave early in the morning and just get back late at night, I can get a round trip ticket for like $100.
It's amazing.
And I'm like, do it.
Right.
Feel free to fly. Just keep your hands away from your face.
Don't pick your nose and wash your hands.
A friend of mine told me that who's in the catering business said already people are canceling catering orders and people are businesses of all types.
Well, we talked about the NCAA. First off, the NBA suspending their season, which means no attendance revenue. No concession revenue, no souvenir revenue, no TV sponsorship if they're going to do that as well. All the TV revenue is gone.
All right, even the Uber guys, you know, who make a lot of money.
Right.
You know,
the ripple effect is huge, and now the NCAA saying, we're going to do March Madness, but no attendance in the crowds, which, again,
affects hotels, affects restaurants.
No attendance revenue, no concession revenue, no souvenir revenue.
Still get the TV money, but...
You will get the TV money, but I'm sure that other money coming in was a pretty big deal for the NCAA. That is, of course, if none of the players catch it also.
Well, what's his name got it?
From the NBA, which is why they suspended the season.
They suspended the game right before tip-off last night.
And all those people were already exposed, though, right? Was he there?
I don't know that he was. I'm not sure that he was there getting tested in the stadium.
Hey, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't think he was there. I think he had just gotten, I think the test result came back. I don't know if he was there. I have no idea. I really don't
know. I'm just curious about that. Like, why cancel it if he's not there?
Basically the theme of the whole virus, COVID-19. I don't know. Because we don't...
I don't know.
We don't know.
COVID-19. I don't know. Later we'll talk about it. We won't do it right now, but the top emojis being used... About the virus.
Is it the chocolate ice cream that looks like poop one because there's no toilet paper?
Well, that's not one that's missing. But I've got the top three or four.
All right,
emojis.
What are they?
Well, you know, let's save this.
All right, we're saving it.
Come on, Jacqueline, we don't just rush into our bits here.
Let's have a virus morning.
We got to tease,
I know, but like now I want to know. So.
I know, well.
Well, you've got the same paper that he's got.
I got to find it.
So yours is front and back, by the way. His is one side.
It's on page 43. Of 51.
I'm over here reading about grapefruits and Michael Jordan, not together, in different stories.
What's Michael Jordan been doing with grapefruits?
Nothing. You'll have to see.
Tune in to find out. We've got traffic coming up next, and then your timeline for March the 12th is on the way with Rich Thomas. It's all coming up here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you this morning. We still have light to moderate traffic on the boulevard around the city and on the 31s inbound to Montgomery. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. No accidents in dust to pass along to you. They are calling it green light conditions in Montgomery, but just a little advice, stop on the red ones. It makes for a safer drive into work. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 a month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
The best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Well, we're all pretty busy cleaning everything that we possibly can, but many of us forget that we're not cleaning our jewelry. I'm talking about our rings, our necklaces, our bracelets, even our watches. And to act proactively, Marguerite's is offering cleaning and a professional disinfecting service at absolutely no charge to the community. That's right. We will clean and disinfect in a professional way all of your jewelry, usually the same day or as you wait, located in Peppertree Shopping Center. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about Barracuda.
Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now the timeline for Thursday, March the 12th. Here's young Richie Thomas.
Thank you very much, studio announcer. It's the 72nd day of the year. There are 294 days remaining on National Girl Scout Day. God, I'm glad that wasn't canceled. In 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Scouts of America, which made many Boy Scouts.
Are you a Girl Scout?
I was.
What is it?
Brownie?
I went all the way up.
Yeah.
What's the, I don't know.
So I was a Daisy, a Brownie, and then I think it's a Junior.
I didn't know about Daisy.
I didn't know Daisy, about Daisy either.
So Daisy is like before you become a true Girl Scout. It's like the kindergartners.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like a little blue apron. Oh. Like little potatoes. Oh, my gosh. It's so, my mom still has it.
Cute.
My mom still has it. I was Troop 333.
The Vance Law Firm troop.
I know, you were the Vance Law Firm troop. No, this is before Vance.
Okay.
This is in South Florida.
It's before dial three for my troop.
Oh, yeah. We sold a lot of cookies. We had commercials and everything.
So it goes Daisy Brownie.
I think it's like Junior or something. I'm going to have to look it up, but I mean,
Is Girl Scout like Eagle Scout of the...
They... They have, yes, kind of, but I don't remember what they have it all the way up and through college, I believe, but I didn't go that far.
And Girl Scouts of America, very solvent, after we found out that the Boy Scouts apparently are not very solvent as far as...
Oh, yeah, we did have that bit. I don't know where
they went into
is,
Chapter
yeah.
11.
Yes.
It's Plant a Flower Day. In my case, I won't do that because it would die. And it's also Popcorn Lovers Day. 1894, the first bottles of Coca-Cola were sold 126 years ago. 1933, FDR broadcast his first fireside chat during the Great Depression from the White House. Well, that was a different kind of crisis that people would pull up in front of their radios and sit there and look at their radios and listen to the voice of FDR. 1951, Dennis the Menace makes his syndicated debut in 16 newspapers. This is the day in 57 that Dr. Seuss published The Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
1968, Rolling Stones started recording their next single, Jumping Jack Flash, in London. 1969, Paul McCartney marries Linda Eastman. And this was in Westminster, London. No other Beatles attended. On the stadium.
They weren't on the best of terms at that time, were they?
No, they weren't. They weren't. 69 was almost, they were ready to break up. 51 years ago in 1969, the Grammys, Simon and Garfunkel won Record of the Year for Mrs. Robinson, Glen Campbell won Album of the Year By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and Jose Feliciano won Best New Artist in 69. 1974, Wonder Woman debuts on ABC. You, 1980, jury finds John Wayne Gacy guilty of murdering 33 young men and boys in Chicago. From there, we go to a more happier subject, our song of the day. It comes from the most famous R&B rock group of all time from Chicago, 60609. Boy, this will get your engine running on a Thursday morning. Hard to believe this song is 42 years old. It was late fall and winter, 1978. R&B, soul, funk, disco, pop, rock, dance, jazz. Maurice White, lead vocal, Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. Do you remember?
Remember when they did the Christmas version and they just changed September to December?
December.
That was it.
Creative.
It's a happy sounding song. It's just a really up song.
Much better than yesterday's.
Yeah, much better than. Oh, thanks a lot. We went up and away yesterday, and he didn't like it. And the balloon got away. So on this date in 1993, the so-called storm of the century. It was a Friday.
Ah, yes.
Monster low pressure comes out of the Gulf of Mexico. It was near Panama City by midnight. I remember the rain in Montgomery turning from heavy rain. Well, it was heavy rain, then it turned to sleet. You could hear the sleet hitting the roof, and then heavy snow, then thunder snow, then green lightning, winds gusting to 40, 50, 60 miles per hour. Everything was closed. Although Montgomery officially recorded only 4 inches, the drifts were measured here locally in feet. Everything was closed, including the mall, every store. Birmingham was declared a major disaster area. 16 inches of snow paralyzing the city. Over the eastern half of the nation, 370 dead from the superstorm of the century, 1993.
There's a picture somewhere in my house. I don't know where, but the privacy fence that goes around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
We could, because the snow was sticking to everything,
yep.
So it stuck to the privacy fence. And so we spelled out in large letters the date, March whatever, 19, and took a picture of it. Yeah.
It was amazing. And power was out, and so it was cold. And well, by the way, happy 30th birthday to South Florida lady that calls me Uncle Weather. That would be Janelle. And she was, I mean, that was on her birthday, the superstorm. And Greg's got a story about that. Not involving a bus. 11 years ago in 2009, Bernie Madoff pleaded guilty to scamming $18 billion from Wall Street investors. His Ponzi scheme, not Fonzie, Ponzi scheme, is the largest financial fraud in U.S. history. We were just talking about the Pope. On this date in 2013, Roman Catholic cardinals meet in a conclave to appoint successor Pope Benedict.
I remember watching that.
Yeah, I remember when they go with the white smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the first times I'd ever seen it in my lifetime. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
And it's super
stuff.
Cool when you go to the Vatican and you go to the Sistine Chapel, because that's where they do it. They actually will show you, like, here's where they bring in. It's a chimney that they bring in. It's not always in the room.
I see.
And there's, like, a hole in the ceiling, and they show you, like, where they set everything up.
It's and they show cool. you how they create the different, this is white. And,
yeah, I forget what it is, but they put something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the papers, because they're actually burning the papers of the vote.
Wait a minute, Arnie, that's red.
No. Yeah, stop. Wrong color.
Wait a minute, Arnie. There's one of the guys named Arnie.
Ernie.
Ernie.
That's a very Italian name, sure. It's like Daryl Strawberry, who's 58 today.
Daryl
used to have sex between innings.
That's what it says, but like, I'm going to need more information. Like, logistically, on how, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Daryl Strawberry.
Marlon Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 63 today. Ron Jeremy, well, he's made.
He used to play baseball in between.
That's funny. He's made 2,300 movies
those
about
movies.
That.
Yeah, not
about
baseball.
He's 67 today. I wonder. Well, I hope he's not still making movies in 67. James Taylor is 72. He's never made a movie like that, but he's a great songwriter in the business now for nearly six decades. Mitt Romney is 73. Lisa Minnelli is 74. And countdowns. This is where... I didn't do the countdowns today. That's part of my process in the morning.
Uh-oh.
5 days till St. Patrick's Day. I know we're a week away from spring. And guess what? That's all I have for you this morning. That's your timeline.
Happy birthday, dear Goose. Happy birthday to you.
Mr. Cangelloni.
That's good.
Man.
Sent me a picture of him yesterday. Well, he was...
Please clap.
He was on the internet or something? What was the picture you sent?
Well, they moved the Van Vocal, the show. Oh. The whole thing is being moved from... Oh, gosh, I can't remember where it was going to be. And right. I think they moved it to the... I think it was going to be at the...
They changed venues.
Yeah, they changed venues, but now I think it's going to be at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts now.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was going to be somewhere else, and they moved it.
So I have a follow-up for you.
Okay.
Girl Scout Day.
Okay.
One, they've changed the Girl Scout honor, which is odd, because, you know, all the Girl Scouts
say... Did you remember the...
Oh, yeah. On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country. It starts like that. They've changed. I won't go through the whole thing, because, like, it'll take a minute.
And with your spirit.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. And with your spirit. But, all right, so... This is what the levels are. You have daisies, brownies, juniors, cadets, seniors, and ambassadors. So daisies is like kindergarten and first grade.
Uh-huh.
Brownies is second and third grade. Juniors and so forth and so on. But yeah.
So
I went all the way up
an
until
an ambassador
like
would be year. A older person.
Like junior and senior year in high school.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I'm glad we got that out.
I know, now
that
we clarified that.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can...
I have a bunch of boxes of Girl Scout cookies, and I don't plan to eat them, but I was trying to help a friend.
Feel free to share.
Okay.
When we're all quarantined in our house, we'll have something to eat.
When somebody texts you and say, hey, would you help out my niece? Okay.
Yeah.
Want to take a look at weather?
Yeah,
should
sure.
we?
Yeah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Radar is not only quiet now, I think it will stay quiet today. I think the rain chances are vastly under 20% today. Looks like a very warm day today with a high temperature up to about 81. I think the record is safe. The record is 87. Partly sunny today. Low tonight, 64. Tomorrow, the rain chances are a little bit better as a little front tries to head south. Well, I'll put in a 40% chance with a high in the upper 70s tomorrow, near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday, with widely scattered isolated showers at best over the weekend, and not much change on Monday and Tuesday. In fact, this pattern's here to to stay for a while. The good news is I don't see any major storms in the next few days. That's, you know, we're in the midst of tornado season. Pollen count medium high to high for the next few days. Right now this morning, we have calm winds and 58 degrees, a few high clouds at 638.
What do you think we can squeeze in traffic? It's 45 seconds.
Probably. Yes.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're beginning to build just a little bit. We are seeing some congestion now on the East-South Boulevard. Folks coming in on Highway 331. We have a little congestion on the East Boulevard. Folks coming in from Wetumpka on 231. Other than that, conditions are really nice around Montgomery. Moderate traffic through downtown on I-65 and 85. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you are in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presented by Girl Scout Troop,
333.
Right, that's right. All right, so we're going to be talking about getting tired. I'm
getting tired already.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not do that.
Yeah. One of you over there, I think it's Andrew, don't drink coffee, right? You don't drink coffee? How do you do that? Oh, okay. Yeah. and
I don't have in so many ways. I don't get to my coffee until after 9.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, I got.
Yeah, you drink large amounts of water. But how do you get your engine started in the morning? I need coffee immediately.
I just have the excitement of working with you.
You're one of the 16% of people who lie. Yeah.
There's too much for me to pay attention to when I'm sitting behind here. Over there, when Greg's here, yeah, no, I could easily nod off, no problem.
By the way, I've been asleep for 20 minutes.
So it says 16% of people are never feel tired, never. That's,
never is a strong word.
They're lying.
Those are children.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my 2-year-old.
Kindergarten to second grade.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're getting nap time, and this survey was done right before bedtime. I'm not asleep, mommy.
I know.
That's the people that
I know that we all used to
tired.
Complain about nap time in elementary school, but what I would give for that now.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I haven't really complained about nap time. I've always known that I needed a break in the middle of the day to go to sleep.
And a little power nap. Shocker,
but I didn't really get to enjoy nap time because I was the one who was writing people's names on the board and they were not actually asleep.
Snitches
get stitches.
Worry about somebody else who missed out on your nap.
But a little power nap of even 10, 20 minutes is just wonderful.
See, I can't do that if I'm napping. Like, I'm out.
That's
really?
Dab.
Thank you. I don't agree with that.
I used to be, but if I can just close my eyes for about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm pretty good now. I get that burn off, but then I go have my afternoon cup of coffee.
If I close my eyes for 10 minutes, it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. I'm waking up the next day not knowing where I am.
That's exactly. Interesting, yeah. Ryan, that you drink coffee in the afternoon, because I can't do that. I mean, if I drank coffee in the afternoon, I wouldn't be able to get to bed as early as I have to get to bed in order to get up at 1 a.m.
Coffee helps me, but I can drink coffee at 9 o'clock at night. And
really?
It will not keep me up.
Is that right?
As far as I can go to bed afterwards.
So. God, you're wired weird.
I was telling Jalea earlier this week I took a break, took a nap on my break in the morning, and I woke up and I thought I'd slept through the whole next day.
That's me.
What day is it?
25 minutes, that's it.
I felt great, but yeah. I was like, I guess they missed me on the morning show.
I guess that's that people said there's a certain amount of time that's just the right time for a power nap. If you sleep too long, then you're groggy. Obviously not enough.
And any sleep's enough for me.
I don't know. I feel like a 10-minute nap is a tease. I'm like, I just can't do it. So I would have to sleep at least 45 minutes to an hour.
We've talked about showers before, yeah. But I mean, to me, a shower is not only, it's like psychological. I mean, it kind of wakes me up.
It's the only way I'm here this morning.
You know what I mean? It just invigorates me in the morning. Yeah.
Shower and coffee.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to have the morning shower.
That means I get less
sleep. Precisely.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Like,
night before.
I will drag myself in the shower at night because I'm like, ooh, 7 more minutes in the morning.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, this is great journalism.
In the morning, I would fall asleep in the shower.
Yeah. I try to do everything in the dark in the morning anyway. So I would drown myself trying to shower in the morning.
Yeah, I have to do the morning shower.
I dim a little bit at a time. Yeah, you said you do the morning shower?
Oh, I have to do the morning shower. There's no other way. Yeah. You know what? If you want me to, I can try and come in tomorrow by doing the night shower so you can see what it's like. I just don't want to do that to myself, though. Because I
the two. No, I'm just trying.
I gotta soak my hair down it because it'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Right?
Try it out though, guys.
Try it with this much hair and see what happens. Swap. Exactly.
Hey, that's your homework for the day, guys. Report back tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We'll talk to you guys again.
We'll see you later.
We're all gonna be discombobulated.
Yeah. Off their routine. But if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's.
All right, and apologies.
I'm up front there. You know?
You can always sit over here.
Yeah, switch places one day.
Jeez.
Just make Dana sit there.
I know. Dana's not going to know.
She adds 80 pounds to you.
I apologize, everybody. I know we had a call just then.
I couldn't answer.
Well, it's fine because I know what they were calling for. I realized I had not turned them on for the people to hear. It was only a few seconds into it when I realized that I had made the mistake, so I got it back on.
See, we can hear them in queue, but he has to physically
pull
up a volume control.
So many things that you have going on over there.
That's one of the reasons that I talk about the fact that I haven't had coffee yet.
Yeah.
And it kind of keeps me awake. It's like there's so much going on over here that I don't have any downtime. Is what I'm saying. I don't have any sort of like, let me see what's on this website today, or let me read about this or something, because normally Greg's back here making all of that happen while I'm either putting together my random facts or, look at her.
Oh, so cute.
So just so the listeners know, I'm proving.
Is that a Girl Scout or
are
you
a brownie? And look. 333.
Oh my God!
Somebody needs to post it to Facebook.
I bet there's not a troop 666.
No, there's probably not. And my mom made that cake.
They were probably the fun girls. If they were.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
My mom totally has 90s hair.
Look how huge
she is.
And she's like so pumped. I mean, she is like excited about that cake she made.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, cake.
Mm-hmm.
You're
so cute.
Thanks.
So cute.
Yeah, guys, told you.
All right. When we come back, we've got the cheap and trashy, which is basically stuff we've already gone over for the most part with the fact of it's all, Tom Hanks,
Harvey?
Rita Wilson.
Harvey,
we haven't talked about Harvey. I mean, we can talk about him,
I think that's kind of trashy.
There's some things about him we are not going to talk about.
Like you were telling us yesterday.
I know. I have info. I have the intel.
I guess that superheroes and villains. What was that thing that you were holding on to and teasing about?
Oh, the
emojis.
We'll do it. The emojis. Yeah. The emojis that people are using on their phone to talk about coronavirus.
Exactly. That is all coming up here in just a moment. I want to move this over here. Just checking things out. Let's get a look at traffic here. And we got the Fox News replay also coming up right here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking the highways for you. We are building a little bit this morning. We got more cars on the East South Boulevard, East Boulevard beginning to show some congestion at the major intersections. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Even on Taylor Road, we're beginning to see a few more cars. We are still overall in good shape. No accidents into us to report to you. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're here all morning long to keep you safe. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces the suspension of travel from Europe to the United States for 30 days in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus.
The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
The White House later clarifying Americans will be allowed back in, with cargo traffic still allowed and the ban applied only to 26 countries, not including the United Kingdom. House Democrats, meantime, have a coronavirus emergency spending bill ready.
The measure calls for 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave, including 14 days of paid sick leave, as well as free testing that will also be available to undocumented migrants. There is no price tag yet on the Democratic proposal, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will look to pass the measure today and quickly move it on to the Senate.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. The National Basketball Association has suspended its season with a Utah Jazz player testing positive for coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
We now return to NCAA March Madness with commentary from an isolated booth, Dick Vitale. Let's go down to the court.
Come on. Watch him. You gotta get on him, Johnson. Hey.
He's a three-point shooter, baby. He is Mr. Perfection. Yes, he's awesome, baby.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, welcome to the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM with two men and a Jacqueline.
I was a pig yesterday.
Well, I didn't say anything. That was all you.
It's fine. I'm here.
Well,
what do we have? What do we have in the chat?
Let's do the emoji.
The emojis
let's get this out
for
of
the virus?
You know, there's emojis I don't even know about. For instance, apparently the people that are using the emoji most for coronavirus is the green microbe emoji that looks like a germ.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. And then 36% of people are using the yellow-faced emoji that wears a medical mask.
Did you know that emoji exists?
I did, but I've forgotten.
The nauseous emoji, that's the all green, looks like you're about to puke. 5% of people are using that. The sneezing emoji, 5% are using that. And the bar of soap emoji?
I didn't know there was a bar of soap emoji.
You know, I'm so emoji, I use about three, you know, mainly. Smile, frown, and love. and that's about all I do.
I get a little bit more creative with my emojis, than you do.
Some people do a whole sentence with emojis.
Yeah, that's stressful. Have you seen the Bitmojis, though, where, like, you make them look like people, and you can send, like, different...
Oh, yeah.
It's like you.
Yeah. It's you, right, exactly.
Like, I'll send this random Bitmoji to my mom right now, and it's me with a thumbs up.
Oh, that's cool. You got to show me how to do that, will you?
I will.
All right, thanks.
I'm curious, though, what are the top three emojis that you use? If
I don't know what my top three would be.
If Gigi's smile, frown, and the heart.
Yeah.
I'm not much of an emoji user.
Okay, so if you go my frequently used emojis, I know this is shocking for people. It's going to be the shocked emoji face, like the big eyes, the...
Yeah.
The fist pumps.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to count those as one because it's a dual emoji,
okay.
But it's one.
Nice.
And then the rolling of the eyes emoji.
Oh, I like it.
So my frequently used, according to this... Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, all right. Frequently used, the wink...
The...
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one that's kind of got like a smirk.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. And then my third most used is poop.
I see I have been using the crying one because I lost Bailey.
Yeah.
So what else? The where you're laughing hysterically, you know, and tears are coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
and
one.
And it's kind of like crooked.
Yeah.
Why is the coffin is my most frequently used?
That's disturbing. What about, you know, the one with the girl with the hand in her head, like the face plant?
I don't know.
No, I've never used that one.
Okay, so it's a palm to the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the one where the girl has, like, her hands up and, like, the,
I'm surprised the wine glass isn't on your more frequently used.
Oh, there's the green puke one. Yeah, the face. Okay.
That's right, folks. We're looking at our emojis. Celine Dion has tested negative for the coronavirus.
Thank God.
I was worried.
Adam Sandler postponed his tour. It's not a really good time to be planning a tour or starting a tour or just going on tour. Survivor.
We discussed this.
Yeah.
Off air.
Right.
Of all things to not be canceled.
Right.
Should be... Two shows, Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid. I was just thinking about that.
Okay, Naked and Afraid. Because now you're Naked and Afraid and infected. And Survivor.
Let's face it, you probably already were.
Right? Like, Survivor, the whole premise of this show is to survive. So you know what? Let's put a little virus in there and just, you know... sweeten the pot here and see what happens.
Come on, just eliminate the studio audience for Survivor.
Yeah, we need...
studio audience.
Or just put those little, you know, give everybody, like, a GoPro. You don't need a camera crew. Right. Just put them out in the middle of Fiji and just, like, let them, like, survive.
Here's a bit for The Bachelor.
After the season finale of The Bachelor, don't miss out on ABC's new reality series, Bachelor in Quarantine.
Victoria. Will you accept this face mask?
25 women and one man try to find love in a containment zone.
I just want a man who will share his stockpiled toilet paper.
There is heartbreak, and there is outbreak.
First you stole my bottle of champagne, then my bottle of Purell.
Bachelor in Quarantine.
We did it in a windmill. Now we have to stay in the windmill.
Right after American Idol, or as we call it, The Masked Singer.
God, Sarah Palin was on Masked Singer.
I know.
I heard
she sang in a bear costume.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and watch the clip.
Hey, there's a...
she can see Russia from her house, y'all.
Yeah. Well,
there's an extra...
Over the bears.
There's an extraterrestrial emoji there. I see the X.
He's still going through.
Jitch is still over here like.
Yeah.
You keep calling him Jitch.
And the thing that gets me about the emojis.
There's a tooth.
In real talk, though, how many people are using all of those flag emojis at the end?
I know.
That's listen, emoji people. Can we get rid of all of the flags? Maybe keep, like, the top 20.
Like, you know, America.
Right. Like, America. Keep America and maybe, like, just a couple of others so we can send them to people during
all right,
the Olympics.
Maybe Canada.
But, like, the rest of them, we could make so many more emojis if we didn't have our emojis tied up with those flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's just my 2 cents for the day.
Here's a bra emoji.
So, Jitch is tied up for the whole day over here. He's going to be looking through. I didn't even know
emojis.
There was a soap emoji.
Yeah.
Let's see, the Cannes Film Festival, I'm going to bring us back on track here. Cannes Film Festival might be delayed or canceled. That's supposed to happen in May in Cannes, France.
Just so that everybody's aware, I know people are concerned, Steven's birthday will still be going on as planned.
Hey, what's on the menu this year?
It's going to be a dinosaur theme.
Yeah? So you're having dinosaur?
Cake or cupcake
you're having
or what?
Dinosaur?
Working on it.
Do you barbecue your dinosaur?
You know, we like to smoke them. We think that, you know, it gets more of that gamey flavor out of it. It can be a little reptile-y. You know, a little chewy. A little jerky-like.
Oh, we're supposed to be getting, you ever had haggis?
I have not. Who's bringing that? How are you getting haggis?
Wiley Poundstone will be bringing us haggis.
We've had caviar. We've had, what else?
Here's a weird thing, though. He had to order the haggis. He had to order
the
ingredients. It's coming from
China?
Out of the country.
Hunan.
It is coming from out of the country, so I don't necessarily know that it'll make it.
Well, I don't know if I'll eat it if it's coming from out of the country.
Some Broadway tickets have been reduced to around $50 amid all the virus fears.
Well, it'd be a good time to see a Broadway show, huh?
Yeah. Yes is canceling shows.
No.
As well as their, I didn't know they had an annual cruise. No. Yes. No. Neil Young is rethinking his tour because he's worried about his older